The Right Question is a production of Montana Public Radio. What exactly does an editor do?
When I was a young editor, or actually I was looking to get into the business, I talked to an editor at the Atlantic Monthly Press, and he said that essentially being an editor was like being at a pond with a whole lot of ducks and way too little bread. And I thought that was probably one of the best descriptions I've ever heard about being an editor.
Welcome to The Right Question, a program that explores the world of writing and publishing in the Western United States. I'm Will Tilton. Our guest today is Carolyn Patterson from Missoula, Montana. Patterson has written travel pieces and essays for a variety of publications, including Newsday, Outside, 17, Sunset, and Via. A Stegner Fellow in Fiction from Stanford University, she has received fellowships from the Henfield Foundation, the Montana Arts Council, and the Ludwig Vogelstein Foundation. Patterson recently published Montana Women Writers, A Geography of the Heart, a collection of women's fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Patterson works as an editor for Far Country Press, based in Helena, Montana. You can find a biography and photograph, plus links to more information about Carolyn Patterson and Far Country Press at mtpr.org. Coming up a bit later in the program, FYI, information about recently published books.
Montana Women Writers, A Geography of the Heart. One of the things that was really important to me about this book was that it was really a collaborative effort. I mean, I was the editor, and I was the one that finally had to decide everything. But Sue Hart, who wrote the introduction, did this beautiful job of talking about, you know, how all these writers kind of fit together. And she also really helped me find a lot of these historical women writers. Kim Anderson also helped me. Rick Newby. I mean, it was just so many people helped me on this book find a lot of these writers. And I could not have done this without a lot of that help, because it was just me. I didn't have a committee or anything. And I that kind of collaborative help was just essential, and I am extremely grateful for it. And Onyx Smith, Bill Kittredge, all those people helped me quite a bit. What I ended up doing was I divided the pieces into the plains and the mountains and the towns. I think the reason that I decided to do that was I really was interested in not separating things into the traditional, past and present. I thought about, organizing things chronologically, and I just wasn't very interested in that. One of the reasons I didn't want to do that was sometimes I feel like when people do that, it's a way of just branding old things as boring. I don't know how else to put it. And I wanted these pieces to be really dynamic, and I wanted to put them into a dynamic relationship. And one of the ways I felt like we could do that was to reorganize it in some different fashion. And because people in Montana so often are relating to the geography in some way, shape, or form, whether they're writing very specifically about it, or they're reacting to it, or they're isolated by it. I finally decided maybe that was the best organizing principle for the book. And once I thought that, then it was fun to put these pieces side by side and to kind of watch them relate to one another. I put everything around a big table, and I walked around and around this big table, and a lot of it was just how things worked side by side, because I did not want to isolate things into the ghettos of the past and present. I really wanted things to be side by side. So I wanted, the story of Mary Ronan, who was in the Jocko Valley in the 1850s, to be next to Deb Erling's piece about growing up, as a Salish woman in the Flathead area, in the contemporary times. I wanted those two to be side by side because it's so interesting to see how different and how similar those two pieces were. And I wanted that the relationship of those two pieces together. So sometimes things just didn't fit. And it wasn't that they weren't good. Some of it was just sheerly size. I was just limited by budget. I had to limit the page count to 400 pages. And also I wanted a certain number of historical pieces and a certain number of contemporary pieces, and I wanted that to be somewhat balanced. The book is dedicated to Patricia Godecky. Patricia was a really good friend of mine, and she was very generous about donating poems to the book. She was a real mentor of mine, and as I was working on the book, Patricia died, and so it was very important to me to honor her.
We'll hear more from Carolyn Patterson in 1 minute. FYI, if you like fiction, look for The Hearts of Horses by Molly Gloss from Portland, Oregon. From the Far Country Press Explorer series, Digging Up Dinosaurs by Jack Horner, curator of paleontology at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, Montana. For more information about new books by regional authors, contact your favorite bookseller or library. And consider this comment from Thomas Carlyle. The best effect of any book is that it excites the reader to self-activity.
It's a really multifaceted business. There's all kinds of different editing. Like, this kind of editing, I think, is probably the kind of editing I love the best, where you're really putting something together. You're selecting lots of different pieces. I mean, this was actually, as an editor, I was actually putting a whole book together. But then there's, copy editing, which is much more, kind of nuts and bolts kind of editing. And then there's the editing, which is like sculpting, where you're trying to kind of hack out the really good part of a story. It's like content editing, where you're trying to shape a piece. You're trying to find the heart of a story. I mean, I've worked as a writer also a lot, and boy, when you have a good editor, you just feel like you just love having a good editor. And I've had great editors, and I've had really mediocre editors, who you feel like just walk all over your stuff. It's a real fine line. You want to respect that person's voice, and you don't want to impose your voice on a piece, and that's very important, and that's hard. That's something I have to watch, as because I have my own vision of the way things can go, and I have to be careful not to do that, but instead to allow that person's voice to come in and be heard, and not impose my own voice on a piece. A lot of times people get very general about things, and that's when books get really boring. And so I'm often the one that's always saying, go back and get the specifics, because it's always the specifics that are interesting. I think it was Barbara Tuchman, who is such a great historian, said, go back to the primary documents, because it's always the primary documents that are wonderful. And that's why she was such a great writer, because she would read these secondary histories, and then she'd go immediately to the primary documents, you know, which are old letters and diaries and, you know, posters and, you know, whatever. For example, I just did a kid's book on the Great Smoky Mountains, you know, and this guy had written it pretty, you know, a nice, you know, kind of generalized piece on the Smoky Mountains. But that area is fascinating, you know, because there's all this mountain history and mountain people and, you know, quilting and stories and songs and all that sort of stuff. And all I had to do is just say, okay, we need these songs, we need these stories, we need these quilting. And once we got all those particulars in there, you know, it just made that whole piece just come alive. So I feel like that's my job, is just to say, let's get those specifics in there.
Our guest today was Carolyn Patterson from Missoula, Montana. The Right Question is produced by Cherie Newman. Executive producer, Michael Marsolek. Special thanks to Barbara Thoreau, Pragita Sharma, Renee McGrath, and Kim Anderson. The Right Question is supported in part by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans, and by Humanities Montana, enriching intellectual, cultural, and civic life for all Montanans. This program included music by Stuart Weber, Spring Hill, and Michael Blessing. The Right Question is a production of Montana Public Radio. For more information and to send comments, go to mtpr.org.